your first trip to Texas as executive director of the Sierra Club, and have you been here before?
It is my first trip as executive director of the Sierra Club. I have been here before in my capacity in my previous job as ED of Rainforest Action Network. I was here for a number of different things, working to stop TXU's proposal, what was then TXU's proposal to build a slew of coal plants, and also working on a couple other unrelated issues.
Right. And how have the coal ash hearings, how has the coal ash meeting gone?
Well, it's great. So this is the third of seven hearings that are being held around the country. And Sierra Club volunteers were in Arlington Arlington, Virginia last Monday, Denver late last week, and then, of course, Dallas this week. And at each hearing, there have been several hundred people, a couple hundred people at least, who have turned up to express their concerns about the threats that coal ash poses to local air and water supplies.
Has there been anything surprising to you in the meeting in Dallas today?
Well, I was surprised, actually, that a couple hundred people were able to turn up during a torrential downpour when flooding was occurring throughout the region. And so it was gratifying to see people who wanted to put so much energy into making sure that coal ash is being regulated properly. You know, of course, every time you go to a hearing like this, some of the arguments from our adversaries are always a little bit surprising.
Like what?
Well, you know, the primary argument is that coal ash is safe, that it is, it doesn't cause a significant impact on human health and the environment, which is not a new argument either for coal-burning utilities or even, you know, just generally speaking. We heard from tobacco executives that cigarettes don't cause cancer, and we heard from auto executives that installing catalytic converters would wreck the auto industry. So there's always a certain amount of hand-wringing that we see from from the other side, in this case the coal industry, that that always turns up.
Right. And what else have you done or are you planning to do in Texas while you're here? Anything?
I'm going to a Sierra Club event tonight to help to organize for the election coming up in November. So I'll be meeting with volunteers and staff. And after the coal hearing, we just came from an organizing meeting of our team that's working to stop the construction of new coal plants and working to accelerate the retirement of existing coal plants and here in Texas, but also more regionally based. So we had staff members here from Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana, staff members and volunteers who are working on a region-wide strategy to move beyond coal by stopping new coal plants from being built and scaling up clean energy to replace the oldest and dirty ones in the area.
What's your take on the battle that's going on here in Texas? I'm sure you've heard about it, between the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and the EPA over permitting issues.
Well, it seems to be a sad reflection where you have the environmental quality officials who are making a show of their defiance of EPA's authority and interest in regulating polluters. There seems to be almost a certain glee that we're seeing from some officials in Texas who don't put public health as their top priority, but picking a political fight, in this case with the Obama administration, as an opportunity to score some political points. So it's been disappointing. Certainly, we should be able to count on environmental quality officials in any state to put public health at the top of their agenda.
Do you have a sense for how much power Texas companies are having out in California in the fight over Proposition 23 that, as I understand it, would essentially suspend global warming regulation in the state unless the unemployment rate drops to an extremely low number.
Yeah, it's an outrageous proposition, and we'll see. We'll, you know, I'll be candid. We'll see how much power that they actually have in November. AB 32 is arguably the most important piece of climate legislation that's been passed in this country, and it is it was bipartisan legislation supported by the business community, a large section of the business community in the state, and a large majority of the public. And now what we're seeing is a misinformation campaign that is 97% funded by the oil industry, which is looking to undermine the law. And it's a travesty, and we are working hard. We're making it a top priority to make sure that the proposition is defeated.
As I'm sure you heard, or know, Texas is the leading wind power state. And is this a good thing? And are other states learning anything from the process of building wind here in Texas?
Yeah, I think it is, by and large, a very good thing. Texas is also number two in the creation of clean energy jobs in the country. And so a couple things are happening. One is, as the installation of wind turbines grows, we're learning a lot about where these wind farms should be sited and how they should be designed to make sure that there's a minimal impact on birds and other animals. But we're also seeing we're developing knowledge both about the placement of those facilities, but also about how clean energy can be integrated into the grid. So as more and more wind farms are being built, and as the percentage of clean energy increases, we're finding out how we can make sure that that clean energy is displacing coal. Texas still has a long way to go to meet its future energy demand with an increased amount of clean energy, but there's a lot of success to build on.
Are there any other issues in Texas that you're watching closely?
You know, the ones that we're talking about right now, transitioning from coal to clean energy and fighting the attempt by Texas oil companies to undermine California state legislation are the two big ones. There's a long-standing issue about environmental justice, particularly in the southern part of the state, regarding all the refineries down there that we're very interested in. Of course, offshore oil drilling is a concern of ours. What we're hopeful is that Texas can actually lead the way towards a clean energy transformation so that a lot of the jobs that are currently held in dirty industries such as coal and oil can quickly transition into clean energy jobs that don't sacrifice public health and contribute to the fight against climate change rather than making the problem worse.